Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
GuideStar has misguided not only nonprofit donors, but people of the public looking for nonprofit information. They have used the so-called Southern Poverty Law Center's, quote, hate group, close quote, label. And we're going to be talking about this and their radical agenda on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, for those of you who don't know what GuideStar is, GuideStar is an organization that lists nonprofit organizations with regards to nonprofit issues. They look at 990s and other kinds of things that are filed with the IRS by these nonprofit organizations in terms of how much income they receive, how much goes to program, and so forth. And it just lists the information. But GuideStar, through its CEO, Jacob Harold, an individual who is a very liberal, ideologically leaning activist himself, decided to get involved in the culture wars. And they have now partnered, if you will, with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they slapped their Southern Poverty Law Center label on 46 different organizations on GuideStar. Holly, this is unreal that this organization claims to be neutral, but it's anything but neutral.
Yeah, I think we should rename GuideStar as Fallen Star because they're supposed to be a neutral organization that, as you said, they rate, you know, like they will put out the information about each nonprofit. They will rate them with a gold star, silver star, whatever. And I find it interesting that the Southern Poverty Law Center was given a gold star. NARAL, which is a pro-abortion group, also gets a gold star. However, other organizations such as Liberty Counsel, Family Research Council, all those are giving silver star. There is a bit of question there in my mind about some discrimination going on.
Well, even worse, they've been slapped with the label of a hate group. And GuideStar recognizes that this is not a precise label. They recognize that this is not data that would ultimately be like IRS, but they refer to it as data. Data can mean established facts. And so this is defamatory. It's libelous. It is wrong. It makes GuideStar less than neutral.
Right.
And let's look at the CEO, Jacob Harold.
Yeah,
let's he's
look
the
at
president
him.
and chief executive officer, and he is a very liberal activist. He is a follower of the SPLC. Obviously, he thinks highly of the SPLC. According to his bio, Harold has written extensively on climate change and has further training from Green Corps in grassroots organizing. He also has worked for Rainforest Action Network, Greenpeace USA, and CitizenWorks. In addition, Harold's Twitter account shows that he's a climate change advocate, and he retweeted a GuideStar published piece that uses pro-LGBT and pro-transgender language. He was host for a NARAL, which is the National Abortion Rights Action League, Pro-Choice DC. Now, he was a host for it. So no wonder why he is an advocate of NARAL.
Right.
He is very radically pro-abortion. His wife is radically pro-abortion and a supporter of NARAL. He is pro-LGBT. This NARAL event that he hosted in Washington, D.C. at a men's event was in 2014. He blogged for the Huffington Post. He has donated to the Obama campaign in 2011 before joining GuideStar in 2012. His wife is pro-abortion. He has tweeted a picture of himself, and we have it on our website at lc.org, of him holding a sign at the so-called Women's March in January 2017, holding a protest sign obviously directed to President Donald Trump. And the sign says, as he's holding it, "It turns out that facts matter."
Now that's ironic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
facts really matter. Do matter, but they don't seem to matter to him when it comes to this. and raiding these nonprofits and slapping this banner saying this organization was flagged as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, you talk about unethical, using that kind of a nonprofit to rate other nonprofits.
Yeah, to use this kind of a nonprofit that has been soundly criticized from both people that are conservative and liberal with regards to its labeling. The labeling is false. They have other organizations that they have historically long ago categorized as hate groups that are violent organizations, KKK, skinheads, Aryan Nation, those kinds of other things that have actually advocated and or participated in violence.
Right.
And then they decided to use that same label to organizations that they acknowledge do not participate in or promote violence, but they disagree with them ideologically, and they've actually indicated that the label is purely ideological, that they disagree with you with regards to the LGBT and same-sex marriage issue.
But the SPLC has clearly come out and said, we even have it on video, their aim is to destroy pro-family groups such as ours, such as Family Research Council, to completely destroy them.
Yeah, Mark Potok, in a public meeting, speaking on behalf of the SPLC, said, quote, "Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them." And so that's SPLC's goal, clearly stated. There's no doubt about it. And now GuideStar is using SPLC also to do the same thing, to destroy these groups. We already know that this has caused damage to the organizations. They've listed 46 organizations, including Family Research Council. We know what has happened to Family Research Council back in 2012.
Right, a potential mass murder right there.
Yeah, and it was all because of the SPLC.
It's fueling these people that are already kind of, you know, off their rocker, so to speak. You know, it fueled Floyd Corkin, and then also the shooter in Washington, D.C. recently. It fueled his fire, and that could have been a potential mass murder if it had not been for those two Capitol Police officers.
There's two attempted mass murders. Both of them have been foiled. There have been people shot in both of them.
Right.
In 2012, Floyd Corkins went to the Family Research Council office in Washington, D.C., intent on committing mass murder. He testified. He shot the guard. He confessed to the FBI that he intended to commit mass murder and was motivated by the so-called hate map on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website that listed FRC as a hate group.
And they're still on that website, too.
They're still on the website. They've been called to revoke that, to change this reckless, dangerous, false labeling. They will not. And now most recently, just in 2017, James Hodgkinson, the D.C. shooter, liked the SPLC on his Facebook. And in 2012, the SPLC wrote an article pushing the idea that Representative Scalise, the one person who is seriously injured in that shooting in Washington, D.C., they say that he promoted white supremacy and supported a hate group founded by former KKK member David Duke. So we don't know whether James Hodgkinson actually read that article, but we know that he liked and he followed the SPLC. And so the SPLC knows that there's two people now that have been linked by either admission or by Facebook to following SPLC, and SPLC simply does not change. What is even more shocking is that an organization like GuideStar would rely upon the SPLC. Now, GuideStar said in response to a letter, 41 nonprofit organizations wrote a letter demanding that GuideStar back down. They said, well, they will remove the actual symbol, but they also said, and this is from GuideStar itself, they will still provide the information to people who ask. They also said that, in fact, they will look at other ways to deal with the so-called hate groups. They also suggested that they are making the change because some of their staff have been threatened, thus insinuating that some of the threats came from the organization, which makes it even worse. Wow. And moreover, by the way, this is already out on the web, so the damage has already been done. So they're not apologizing. They're not really backing down. The damage has been done. GuideStar will be held accountable for this situation. We will continue to keep you informed as to what the next steps will be. follow us on Facebook, or you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. There are organizations that are intent on destroying groups like Liberty Counsel and Family Research Council and others. With your prayers and financial support, certainly we will not allow that to happen. We'll continue to be your voice advancing these critical issues. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.